Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left.
To all my real niggas, raise your right hand and put your left on your chest and swear to your man.
The words of a real nigga.
Yo, it's your boy Provolone, Tom Scholar. Happy Real Nigga Sunday.
Yo, it's your boy Roger, you heard?
It's your boy Bobby Loso, you wouldn't know so.
It's your fucking boy Tang, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
It's Bobby DM, Donkey of the Day.
Why are you Donkey of the Day? Who gave you Donkey of the Day?
I gave myself that shit.
You did some dumb shit?
You got caught slipping.
What you did?
I got caught hanging.
From what?
I left the uniform on. I didn't get that dress out the way.
Yo,
he's
your ass wild.
This nigga's bugging.
Oh, you seen the pic, huh?
No, you just bugging.
That's real shit, man. Listen. It shot me, got me, man.
What happened?
Chill, you trying to get me killed.
Nah, but, this is a question that's been coming up a lot lately. Like, how do you tell somebody you close with, like, they got a hygiene problem or some shit?
Straight like that.
Tell
them. Nah, you got to play fight with a nigga now these days, because, you know, niggas is grown.
Play fight with him.
Bobby,
I'm musty.
Bobby.
You shower today?
You dead ass right now? That's how I'm gonna do it, Bobby. Yeah. Play fight with you if niggas keep telling
you. Gotta tell me
you Bobby, you dead ass right now? You out here with this nice ass shirt on, you stink like. Go. If you don't go, it hit a sink.
So, gotta tell them, yeah, you fought it? For no reason. Just like,
nah, cause his breath stink?
Nah, certain niggas smell
like shit. Hygiene is everything.
What are you talking about? Certain niggas stink, nigga.
Back up front, back in the day, me and my brother ran from niggas' feet. Niggas niggas thought we was playing games.
Niggas thought we was playing tag and shit.
Niggas be running from your feet, boy.
This shit is foul.
And they drop kicking.
Yeah, they lead it with the feet.
That's crazy.
Niggas is ready to die if them shits touch you, boy. You heard?
Mama love sprayed the shits with air freshener and shit. That shit crazy.
Wow, you ask a nigga if a nigga asks you if your stomach hurt, that means your breath stinks. That's a like, why would a nigga ask you if your stomach hurt?
Like, boy, you smell like your stomach hurt? That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Bro.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie.
My mom just beat niggas for that shit.
For stinking?
Hell yeah, she beat a couple of my brothers for that shit. She hate perspiring, like, nigga, why you smelling like that? You got deodorant, why you smelling like that? Like,
so you always smell when you stink?
No. Do you always smell when you stink?
Yeah.
Couple times I went to school, I forgot to put deodorant on. I keep my arms down. I don't give no bitches no hugs.
No,
I put school soap on my armpits and shit.
You probably a hard sweater, but some niggas done went a day or two without washing up, nigga. And you don't, the only way you smell bad is because maybe because you was in the Buckins.
Yeah, automatically when you're in the bucket, you stink, my nigga. That's a fact.
But I'm talking about some days a nigga ain't washed up 2 days, boy. Compared to how some of these niggas really smell.
Yeah, but the niggas that stink, why do they stink?
Boy, you know, I'm not even talking about 2 days. You know how, like, say if I come to LI and I didn't bring no clothes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying.
If we left and went to a party and we fuck around and end up at D-Boy crib and slept over there.
You can't get no clothes.
Listen, no, and I still stayed in LI that day. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to be smelling like how some of these niggas pull up on your old boy with pop. Where are you coming from?
A stink reputation. Like, how you stink all the time.
And don't know you stink.
What are you talking about? You seen that Febreze commercial? When it said, you think your car smell like this.
But it really smell like this.
Niggas in their head think they fly away. Nigga, your mouth smell like ass.
What they call it? Nose blind or some shit like that? They call that shit?
Niggas say your mouth stink.
And I got a question for everybody out there in the podcast land.
Why everybody with the fuck the mouth always want to talk or always want to laugh when they mouth so?
Facts, definitely.
No, they be covering that shit. Yeah,
play basketball, defense, or the nigga that's mad musty, like...
Niggas is always musty.
I ain't gonna lie, I hate when you nigga... Huh? All of your
the extra H
going mad hard, like people chill out, boy.
He be mad aggressive, throwing mad elbows. He wild musty, like.
But why stink breath usually smell like shit?
Nah, it got
because they hurt. No, not because they stomach hurt. Think about somebody. If you could tell a person mouth smell like shit, that means they talking too much shit throughout the day.
That nigga mouth stink when he don't talk enough. The quiet bitches.
You got yo. It's levels to this shit. You can't talk too much. Yo, you can't talk too little.
You gotta find the right balance. Smell like ass.
You see what I'm saying?
Bitch, breath stink so bad I got a nosebleed.
But how you? This is how you gotta catch a nigga. Like, bro, how do you know it wasn't just shit either?
Niggas know.
Niggas be smoking weed and these backwards shits.
A bitch will get in the car and start talking.
Oh, no, you niggas that smokes this backwards shit. Y'all breath
some niggas,
stink,
and they be saying, I'm bugging. Nigga, did you smell your mouth, nigga?
Yeah.
See, you talking to me, get me tight.
And you can't smell it, though. You can't tell.
What you mean you can't smell it? Nigga, you talking to me, I smell it.
No, when you smoking it,
you better go get some gum or something.
Yeah, but you probably be having stink ass breath.
Nah, you bugging. I always got a little Jolly Man or something. I'm holding it down.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, if I don't eat, I feel like my breath stinks. I don't really be talking to people. I like hungry, like when you hungry, your breath stinks.
Your breath stinks.
Facts.
So, what happened with stink tooth? What was the matter with that bitch? Her stink tooth? Her throat? Weird. It was her throat?
Or her ass? You gotta talk
the road about that.
What about
what was her problem?
She told you that?
I got gingivitis.
How you gonna?
Me, I don't got gingivitis. That bitch did.
You this nigga's bug out.
Be that rotten tooth. Sometimes
people need
this was
tooth
guaranteed stink. No matter where she was, somebody said her mouth smelled like shit.
I got fed up.
That's crazy.
Like a frog, couldn't spend the night at her house. Never made that mistake again.
Niggas, yo.
Didn't know if it was
the you say you had a pocket of Jolly Ranchers and shit? You tried to get with all the
I did get on all of them just on the wake up. I said, yeah. Hey, dude, you're taking this.
Oh, shit.
No, seriously, here.
Have you ever told somebody a breath stink?
Hell yeah.
Nigga, I probably told my mans, like, boy, you feel me? But I'm not gonna be quick to tell a stranger or somebody I'm fuck with like that.
Shit.
Yeah, it should stink.
The fuck out my face, your breath.
Nah, I can lie. I tell the girl, you gotta stop talking.
Yeah, but when everybody start laughing, they, oh, you trying to play me?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. You gotta do that shit on a part, like on a right way. Like, you can't.
No, that's why I said tone.
That's what I'm asking. What's the right way to do that?
What are you talking about? Even though if Bobby stink, we play for him. I'm stopping him in his track. Oh no, Bobby, you serious? Everybody around us is grown right now. If you don't go, if it's something under them arms, I'm going to shoot the shit out of you all day.
But you can't put deodorant on top of stink.
You better go do something. You better make it seem like, nigga, you just got over work. You better tell bitches a story, but you just ain't going to be out here just funky.
You gotta go get them pics.
So what was the first time
you was
getting musty?
You better check under.
When the first time you found out you was musty, somebody told you?
I was with my mom's.
What happened?
My mom was making a big deal in this store. I'll never forget this. She like, damn, somebody stinks.
Did they get the smell of y'all?
I check my shit out. I say, yo, mom. I said, it's me. She said, what you talking about? I said, it's me you talking about. She said, what? I said, it's my armpits. She took me to get deodorant. I never had that situation. I put on too much deo.
That's me.
I can play two full courts. I double
my shit.
I'm not gonna hold you like. Also, like your bitch really told me like, yo, you never stink even after like long day, whatever. Like you still smell like.
You're not supposed to. I mean, everybody.
Nigga,
shit I could be
laid like, up she like even your stink smell good type shit.
What the fuck do you mean, Bobby? How do you get in the shower and not wash your ass?
No, what? You say. What are you talking about? You say everybody
yo,
different.
Boy, yo, boy, where do my mother? You ever been? The reason why I'm telling you this now, he's saying that because he's saying bitches done said that before. Yo, like nigga, you don't stink like how I said. I put on too much deodorant. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, nigga, you ever been around a fat nigga?
Oh,
really?
Boy, the nigga said he washed up. Boy, you moved the nigga titty or something.
And the nigga still stink.
And it stink. Like, how you forget to wash under your titties? Because the niggas is fat. Or the some of your...
They got extra rolls and shit.
They fat. Nigga, they in there. What's worse, though? That's it. They're not taking a proper shower.
What's worse, a stinky nigga or a stinky bitch? I personally...
A stinky bitch, of course.
Of course. I look at you differently. Like, you look good.
Some bitches like a nigga stink. Like, you smell like you've been working. You smell like you've been... You feel me? Like, you smell like a man. You smell like... You've been out, you know, outside and shit like that. A female's not supposed to.
This is smelling like they wipe their ass.
Nigga, they said bitches is more nasty than niggas.
This is why I'm the way I am now. I chased the bitch down for years, a lot, nigga. She was my speed. Got the pussy a couple times. That shit keep on. Keep on not smelling right.
What kind of smell are we talking?
Sour.
Like sour laundry,
sour mildew musk,
mothballs and shit.
Sour mildew musk.
Okay,
that's disgusting.
Like a loud pack.
That shit was definitely. Yo, real niggas talk. Real nigga talk. Real nigga shit. Y'all both said it.
What?
When boy over here caught the stinky pink. Yeah, walked in the bathroom, said, I know for sure you said this to me. Yo, your shit don't smell too right either, bro. I said, yo, tell me about it. In my mind, I'm like, yo, I really like, yo, my nigga, this is good.
Shut up.
She was fire, bro.
Fuck all that. Let me tell you about this bitch. Me and my son Pina call ourselves P&T Town, about to pop the next door neighbor bitch off. This nigga peanut pulling out this bitch pants. When I say that bitch shit cleared the whole room.
What kind of smell?
Garbage juice!
You said garbage juice.
Bitch, put your shit on, get the fuck out of here.
That's what you said to her?
I said, I'm about to punch a peanut right now.
Nah,
get the fuck out of here.
That's how you know that shit real stink.
The whole time you kept on talking about high school, we can't wait to see Peanut. Bitch, you come with this fucking garbage and shit.
You're sad. Peanut on the budget.
Fuck all
that. That shit is crazy.
I didn't say Peter. Hold on. But bro, did you tell Shorty her shit was fat?
No. But look.
You just said I asked, how do you tell somebody that they stink? You said just tell me.
If I wanted to tell her, that's the way I'm telling, nigga. But this is how I chased her down a good 2 years before I even got close. I'm talking movie dates. I was like young,
so we in the same boat.
I did too much. Then she pull up freaky. She on freaky time. She know how to dance good. Everything she got caught. Just the thing smelled not good.
So you never told her. You just fell back.
Yeah, she probably think
So boom. How many times you clipped that thing, knowing it was stinky thing? A lot.
But, yeah.
Trying to see if you
she was
get
so
better.
Cool, I just clipped it. She was so cool.
How did you do? You hold your nose? Like you hold your breath?
He pulled you. Just... Get in and get out.
Bam! I'm out of here.
Get in and get out.
I'm done.
He do this.
Get in and get out.
The fuck?
He be like this.
You're a baby boy to take the condom home. I'm not touching that shit.
I hate my dick at that point. That shit is thick.
Bob, you had some.
No, wait. So
that bitch ain't no
shit. Actually, sound though. You think the stink could get through the condom onto your car?
No, I don't think the condom.
The whole room, everything going stink.
The condom don't cover the whole dick, so it's gonna get on a little bit of dick, and it's gonna be on the pews unless you got your boxes on. I don't fuck with no boxes, so it's gonna be on the pews. You gonna be
stink.
What are you talking about? If you that niggas is crazy. 2018. Any bitch. I pull down to see that snack pack and that shit ain't looking right. Bitch, get out of here.
Pause,
I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna punch the shit out of you. It's 2000. What are you doing?
When you don't like no hairs on it?
Yeah.
You gotta have it.
It can't stink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then nobody want to smell. No, bitch.
Nobody want the pubes to smell like piss.
Nah.
Fuck all that, bitch. I don't want the pussy to smell like ass or ashtray, bitch.
I don't want the pussy to have a smell.
No smell, period. Yeah.
I hit some...
Or pussy.
I hit some pussy that
it smell like pussy.
Like, one of the first pussies I hit stink. She stink.
That was booming.
She stink up the bathroom.
No, tell the people. Oh, tell the people. Because you like to not tell the people real talk. But I turned that thing down.
Hold on. Turn this on. I'm telling you
know I
Oh, how they going to know it ain't stink? If that bitch me and peanut bombed on the toilet to get the fuck out.
Bobby bathroom was
if
so
that
tight.
Bitch
that,
ain't know
that, shit, that shit was loud.
Listen, if that bitch ain't know
so what you do? You hold your nose?
That was young boy shit. I was young boy shit. I was trying to get the numbies up. I just clipped it. It was real quick.
Yeah, but you had it on the pinky first, so you knew it was no good.
We all knew it was no good.
Yes, no. It was on the pinky first.
I found out when I was in the thing.
No, oh, so you must have brought the pinky out.
No.
Niggas knew. No, you know, we knew. Because we was down there dancing with her. And we was rubbing on to her legs and shit.
Fire, stinky,
I don't remember.
You trying to come up with shit.
I'm not trying to. I hit it. I said I hit it. I said I hit it.
You knew it stank before.
It was stink.
You knew it stank before you hit it.
It was bad.
But that could have been a bad day.
Before you hit it.
Because I hit it a different time and it was a stink.
Somebody done told her.
It was a stink.
Yeah, probably. She grew up. She was older.
It was later.
You tell her shit was booming. Hold on. Because
I was going there.
Please hold on. Let me get her. Did you tell her shit was booming?
I hit it one time. No, I did not. I hit it one time. It was over. I tell you, y'all niggas knew it was foul. You laughed about it. And that was that.
So whoever is first, we know you told about
that. Wasn't my first. I said one of the first ones.
One of the first ones.
Yeah, like top three. Hello, so you had some stinky stink?
I turned down some stinky stink.
When we was in the telly that time?
Yeah. When it stink, like, you could just, if you take the pants off and you smell it, that's not good.
Yeah,
it just be heat. Like,
it's not even good.
Fuck heat, bitch. Like, when you went to the bathroom, you didn't smell none of this shit?
Nope.
This is why I should punch you, bitch. Because I know you went to the bathroom.
And you just got to, that's what I said.
They can't tell.
That's what I said.
When you in it, you
shut
can't
up.
Tell.
No, that's what I asked. Do you
every
know what
time is a different woof.
Nigga,
you ever
smoke?
Bobby, I'm gonna ask you a real question. You better answer this shit as being a real nigga.
Listen, go ahead.
Bobby, throughout the whole day, right?
Yeah.
You ever been using the bathroom, right? And put your dick back in your pants and a little bit of pee in your boxes?
Facts.
Right?
Probably.
Now, listen, right? Now you go the whole day, like being a real nigga, you go the whole day, right? Now, dickhead, you've been out since 11 o'clock this morning, right? It happened like three times, right? Maybe, because you're rushing, peeing, and then you fully ain't shaking shit. So maybe one or two drops kept falling in while you kept throughout the whole day. Now it's 6 o'clock, dickhead. You go use the bathroom now to go take a shit or whatever you're doing. You put your pants down? When you put your pants up, you're going to smell a whiff of that piss, nigga. That was leaking in your fucking boxes,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, you're going to smell that.
So how the fuck this bitch ain't smelling that pussy?
Smell pussy all day.
And she been smoking around with that whiff of pussy.
Pussy all day.
Yo,
I don't know.
Stop saying I'm always bugging on this shit.
Sometimes bitches don't be knowing, man. They thinking it's not them. I don't know.
So what you thought it was the bitches in the bathroom?
Yo, I'm saying every bitch does not know, cause then you're gonna get played. Every bitch that been in these stinky, picky situations did not know they shit was stinking.
They hope their nose do.
They did not know their shit was stinking.
They hope your nose stuffy.
Yeah, they probably hope you don't notice. Like, damn, I hope you don't say nothing.
Nah, he was smoking that.
My shit not that stink.
He was like, he was
I'm
smoking
I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's him.
I don't even pull up if I feel my shit ain't correct. But yeah, I'm gonna.
Nah, I can always.
I will pull up at one of my boys' crib and do it.
It's so everywhere.
Yo, man, that's why I'm trying to tell you the bitch that was about to give me and Peanut pussy.
When
we was growing up, bitch. You.
Tiny, that's the only thing, Kenny, you ran into?
Yo, boy, like Bobby said, I can't. It's like, what? I'm scared my dick going. If it smell like this without the dick in it.
Well, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you be hitting it and then it start getting, the room start getting stink when you fucking dick.
Yo,
like, all right.
I hate when they come
stink. Not right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they come stink. Sometimes it come stink. Sometimes what's in there start coming out. Now they.
It's different smells.
Because you in that pussy. Now
it's stink. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, yeah.
If it's stink, as soon as you pull them down, you're not even supposed to be.
See, that's different. No, that's different. Because certain females, their juices react to certain kinds of.
Why does your juices smell like shit? I ain't going to lie. Magnum stink.
Trojan stink.
Trojan stink. Magnum makes your smell stink, funky too.
Trojan. Yeah, the Trojan is the worst.
Magnum makes you stink.
Well,
But like Tone just said, though, the juice.
Yeah, that's how you know both your bitches is clean when you do them both with no condom.
Oh, my God. You a dirty nigga.
Yeah, that's just being dirty. Like, that's not funny. That's you being dirty. Like,
you never did that?
It's not even a game. It's just so...
Wait, you never done that?
It's just so crazy that bitches play like niggas. Okay. You never did that?
No. We don't
do that. But you never
played. I mean, yeah, back in the day, everybody's not doing that no more. But
nigga, real nigga shit.
Niggas is foul.
I was with this nigga.
My fate, yo, boy, I've been around too many niggas. That, no, fuck, yo, boy, I'm talking about went through it.
They both fired.
Like, burnt. Or kind of, no, I'm not trying, really. Nah, I'm not trying
to have you, trying to tell you some shit. I helped a girl kill a rumor. I'm with this nigga, but we just so into that. We had a little event. It was like 2008. We had an event. We mobbing around. This nigga Tone see some shit. He like, damn, son, I've been one.
You know what I mean?
I'm like... We see them, they leaving with niggas. We like, oh,
give them years.
Nah, it don't matter. It's all good.
So, fucking. We leave the shit because I think the shit was like we couldn't get in or whatever the case is. Oh, yeah, I know we was talking. One of my homies in the parking lot. This nigga get the text. Well, we had to aim, man. Yo, where you at? Nigga, like, I'm still around. I'm still around where I just saw you. Boom, boom. Just go, chomp up. Nigga's like, what? Like, yo, boy, you see this? I'm like, nah, my nigga. Them bitches trying to set us up or something like that. Like, you buddy, my nigga.
And they just left with some niggas.
Really, I just left with some niggas. And now y'all's like, oh, you wait. She like, you with such and such? Oh, y'all trying to fuck? Like, so niggas is like, what? Like, so, I'm like, fuck. With the bitch that she was with, that I had to, they said her pussy smelled like shit or some shit like that. Like, she had a wild rumor going around. Like, but she smelled like shit or some shit like that.
Not that night.
Yeah, I didn't smell that night. We
so pulled I'm saying, up.
You ever had some stinky dick? You ever had a loud pack?
I had a loud pack.
The loud pack. You smoked it?
No, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh!
Consistent, like,
where you
different.
Smoke the loud pack is hard, bro.
Listen. Chill. Yeah,
that's not
possible. So I'll let y'all tell your story.
Go in.
All right, the first time, it was a loud pack. This shit was just, you know... It was smoking the bed.
No migraine.
It was a little fog in the room. So first time, I said, this is a homie, like, I don't know, son. I think that thing might not be right. There's a few other times I'm in a room and when I'm hitting it, I'm smelling in the room. It's just a smell, like. But the other day, that shit was down, boy. That was fed up. Sour.
Oh, shit.
She had
that Cali.
She had that.
That is
sour.
My nigga.
Yo, she had A1.
Oh, it's like the boom boom.
My nigga, this shit was so real. It hit me, like you said, when you pulled it down, it hit me.
Shit burn your nostrils when it's real stink.
I
didn't
lie at this point, I might really like,
yo, this one for the time.
Burn your nostrils. How you ain't know? How you ain't know?
You came in the room and wanted to get nasty with me and Peanuts.
Hold on, bitch.
You
just... In my bottom, like, fuck, those bitches gave me head. Hey, honey, I kind of want to...
Yeah.
I'm like, wait. So I put it in. When I put it
yo,
in...
Yo, is this listen, shit raw doggy, though?
Listen.
Let me tell you.
I put it in my head. I want to do it because I'm like, yo, my mom going to come in here and she going to smell this shit all around that house. I just went limp, like, because I kept thinking about the smell, I just went limp. But this shit was so bad that...
You smelled it on your lip.
So now it's just so bad though, my nigga. I had to go in the bathroom, act like I had to pee. Like first and foremost, girls, if you dig hard, in the way of hell, they
nigga
pee.
Went in there and had a breather.
I
got some oxygen.
Some
fresh air. Yo, you should have went to the clubhouse and told up.
I go in there and
just
I said,
the clubhouse.
I say, yo, I text the homie. Say, yo. You ever told a bitch about pussy stink?
How'd you do it?
They can say, I ain't gonna fuck, bro. That's a tough one right there. I ain't gonna
lie. I don't want to tell nobody that.
Nigga, I went back in the room. See, trying to get lit. I said, yo, shit. It's 8:30. I gotta do my homework. So I did my homework.
Nigga said, hold on, I would have been like, alright, yo, you smell it? No, listen, is it me? Yeah, you alright? Nah, I would have been like, is it me? Hold on, wait, smell my dick, smell my dick, does my dick smell like that? Oh yeah, you got, let me smell your shit. Oh, nah, I don't know if it's that time of the month or what, but.
Around the time of the month, you gotta invite Mike in a little bit. I don't know what's going on, but this shit is like, he just said real shit. Wait, 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 wait
That's my advice. So a nigga dying laughing, he not giving me no advice. I ain't gonna look at that dickhead. I call this fucking dickhead over here. This nigga over here, yo, you gotta say, yo, that pussy was stanky stank. That pussy was stanky stank. That pussy was stanky stank. Hey,
bro, what the shit? Hitting that gas, she hitting that brake, she causing that friction, she making it stink.
That shit fucked up, bitch.
Then he said, yo, you just gotta tell your sister. And now your sister go talk to her and tell her, I say, my nigga, you bugging right now, my nigga. You can't.
I love to make my brother say, yo, he don't wanna fuck with you. Cause so, your pussy stink.
He said you just gotta be real, so I called right. And I just told
him. So you told?
I told him.
So you how you said it? You say your shit stink or your shit like.
I said, yo, I gotta tell you something. Oh, man. And they like, oh, what you do? Like, nah, it ain't what I do. That's what I did. That's what I did.
No, nigga. That's what you have not been doing.
Well, to make this shit even funny.
You ain't taking a shower today,
don't I say, yo, I'm gonna keep it funky.
This nigga's crazy.
Because
you were keeping it funky for me. You been keeping it funky with me. You don't give a fuck with me.
Honey.
Oh shit!
I'm keeping funky with you, man. Girl, I ain't just do that because I go front.
Cause you
smell a little crazy. That's why
I would have came back in the room like, oh yeah, you want to get free? Hold on, you smell it? Nah. Hold on, smell my dick. That's not my dick stink like
somebody said. You
might know. I'm like, hold on, let me smell that. Baby girl, it's that time of the month. I think I bought it down to something because this ain't right.
This shit was so weird. This shit was like, yo.
Bitch, so bitch, you go to the ER.
That's crazy.
Yo, she threw some doubt up in that thing.
That pussy smelled like sour diesel. That shit was fishy. That shit smelled like
manure.
Boy.
That shit was
boy.
That shit was like
boy. We, yo, nigga, listen, listen.
That shit was crazy.
This would be in the hood. We used to be in the hood all day, anything. We getting, we litty. Niggas found some bitch, boy. She talking to niggas trying to lie to you, lie to you. Got it in the basement, trying to get right.
She was with it, too.
She was with the shit, but she talking to niggas. And boy said,
breath smell like manure.
Her breath had the whole basement smell like
shit. Was star, boy. Oh, her name was Star, though.
And I think she had a little butter tooth.
That's yeah, that butter tooth be omitting some smell.
That's the one I saved, too. I saved her, because I clipped my shorty after that, and she ain't smell nothing. Feel me? Remember?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Oh,
I went in the 7-Eleven.
That's why you said that story. Yeah.
I went in the 7-Eleven parking lot, got a little water bottle, in the parking lot, scooped up shorty. She ain't smell nothing, so.
Nobody ever told you y'all niggas stink.
Nah, if I ever smell, I smell myself.
My breath stink.
Oh, I tell you that the first.
I smell myself before anybody tell me.
Drinking and smoking.
I'm leaving the facility. Like, if my armpit, like, I be smelling that shit. When your armpit smell, that shit smell.
Yeah, I don't really play around too much. Like,
yeah,
if
your pit smell,
I'm going home.
If my breath tastes a little tough, I'm not talking to niggas and kisses this shit. I'm like,
I'm going to go by a
child. No, you know what I'm saying?
If I feel my breath stink, I ask anybody for gum. Yeah, you got gum?
Yo, listen. I'm being funky with you. There's been times where I felt like my breath stink, and I done kept a gangster toothbrush and toothpaste
on the finger.
You got some teeth in there. If I don't got no toothbrush, it's to the point where if I'm staying here, I'm leaving a toothbrush.
An extra toothbrush, you fucking niggas.
Listen, I'm bringing one. I don't even want your toothbrush.
I got soap, a rag, toothbrush.
I had a little kit, toothpaste, deodorant, had packet tees, underwear in the trunk. Like, bitch, I'm jumping in your shower. You're not gonna tell me.
Y'all niggas, y'all wash your feet or y'all just let the water hit it?
I wash my feet, I lift my foot up, I get between the toes, all that. And the Chinese,
some people just let the water hit their feet.
And the Chinese lady wash my feet too.
What? So you don't wash, that means you don't wash your ass, bro.
Nah, it's different. You can
get a shower, wash your ass. That's from head to toe.
Listen, you ever wash your back? Last time I took a shower right after that was in Vegas.
I ain't gonna lie, you got the little jacuzzi just as shit.
Yeah, but that's I never even knew that was considered a bath.
But it's sitting in jacuzzi.
Like sitting in the water. Like a bath, I used to just bucket in water for me. Like just the bucket, you pour the water, that was a bath.
Like, okay. You saying like
sitting in the water was called a bath. And you in a jacuzzi, nigga. Like
nigga, you a yachty nigga.
You don't call it a bath.
This nigga said a bath is pouring a bucket of water.
That's what the fuck we did. You got a bucket of water, you pour the shit. When there ain't no electricity and shit, pour that shit on you, nigga. boil the hot water.
That's a bird bath.
In there. It's a bath. I didn't think of like sitting in the like I never sat in the tub as a bath.
Never, you never did that?
That's like a fake ass jacuzzi to me. Like you're not.
When I was a young boy,
you put soap in the water, but you're not washing your body sitting in the water. So I didn't think of it as a bath. That's what I'm telling you.
For niggas, the only time I really took a bath for like a nigga like in pain, like.
Like the soaking water.
You're in the water, bitch.
That's how a bath is to me. You basically soaking. You soaking in water.
Yeah, basically.
You ain't in there like this as a grown ass man.
But that's why. A bitch is supposed to bathe you. Somebody's supposed to bathe you then. Because now you sitting in the water and they wash your back and shit like that. Yeah. That's why I'm, you know. By yourself, what the fuck you doing? You just sitting in the water. You're not gonna sit under the water and fucking.
So y'all the most
yourself.
Cleansiest niggas in the world. You ain't never had no skid marks.
We had skid marks.
Now that's why I don't have no problems.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. That's
now
not gonna,
at this age,
nigga,
no
like 2 months ago, you said you had your drawers was fucked up.
His finger.
Oh,
then he
gapped
niggas up.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's a fact. You ever seen some stains in a bitch drawers?
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm gonna hold you. Yeah, I definitely seen stains in a bitch panties. That was gross.
Yeah. But was yellow, gross. Brown.
Brown.
Oh, I see.
Nah, I'm fighting you.
I see.
I'm fighting
you. And I
see.
And,
like, my daughter hates me. Like, nigga, yeah, but I make my little daughter feel crazy.
Yeah.
She had duty schizos?
No, not even duty schizos. You're gonna be a dirty, nasty girl, or you want to be a princess? A princess, right?
Gotta
a princess
make sure, never have
yeah. A princess make sure she change her panties every day. Every time she get out the shower, new shirt, new panties, new socks. That's what princess do. Unless you want to be dirty, mm-hmm. And then you have eczema, baby girl. So you have to learn how to oil you down yourself. I might not be around to oil you down. Yeah. Or you're going to have reptile skin.
What you going to walk around looking like a scratch hole.
That's what I'm trying to tell her. Mm-hmm. So what you want, reptile skin or you want princess skin?
You got to make sure.
You want princess skin, right? All right, so you got to keep greasing your skin. All that night, you're going to hear all this crude shit at home first. Nobody's going to be able to make
my
child.
Yeah, but do you think every bitch will have dirty underwear? Like, if your bitch had her laundry in your room,
at some point,
and you looked at all those underwear, which nobody going to do that. Yeah, it's going to be dirty. It's going to be something in there.
Every bitch going to have a dirty pair of panties because.
But I think if you go through my drawers, you ain't never going to find no stains in there.
We don't be chilling out of nowhere one day, oh my God, I came down.
You might show it.
No, that's a different button compared to a bitch, period, came down, nigga, she can't. Physically go in the bathroom to wash the shit out. You got
nah, they too old for that. Nah, they know. They know when that shit comes.
You gotta wear that liner.
Yeah, they playing.
Yeah, some bitches wear the liner. Some drinks wear the liner. So a lot of bitches wear the liner because they pussy moist throughout the day.
Yeah, that's a fact. That.
Bitches are more horny than niggas.
Nah, bro, she would keep it 100. That's some bitch, man. I guess that shit was always moist and she wear a liner. That shit wasn't the goodest smelling.
Probably that wet in the pants make that shit stinky stink.
It was, yeah, it wasn't
but
a
it's good.
But it had a little smell to
you
it.
You never had
it's good.
A smelly shit is not cool, man. Niggas don't like that shit, son.
It's not their fault. That shit be wet all day. They just, get wet.
I don't care. Yeah. Why I yo, let me tell you something. If you have bad experience
what
one
you
time
what,
as a woman,
shit
right?
Smell milk, what, how you get mildew?
You didn't take a shower for a couple of hours a day.
You know why
you didn't smell? You know you're supposed to take more than
right,
showers.
I'm just keep it real with niggas. I don't know
I'm
about y'all niggas.
I'm
just
in defense of the women, man. They probably be getting wet and shit
like
that.
I'm trying to tell
my
you,
dick
like,
don't stay.
If a bitch with a... Think about it.
This dick's not getting
wet.
Think about it. If you don't fuck the bitch with a big butt, right?
I'm not gonna lie. If her ass is too big, I think she don't wash it.
Listen, hold on. If you fuck the bitch with a big butt before, right? And she have no smell. And then you clap a bitch smaller than her. And that shit woofing is like, what the fuck is going on here?
Just a difference. Just a
what are you talking, bitch? You gonna wash your ass? Her ass bigger than yours. She gotta get around to everything.
But she may pay more attention to that because she know her ass is big. So you're like, let me clean this shit.
So the bitch with the little butt just wash 2 times and go.
But if you get any bitch and you getting ready to bust and you take a baby wipe and you wipe that ass, is it coming back clean?
I don't think so. I think 9 times out of 10, it's not coming back.
How? It depends on
clean. You that don't mean she
think about it. You stupid nigga. Most of the time, if you hit a bitch, she had a crib. So if a bitch knows she about to come get freaky with you,
that's what.
That's true. That's true.
If you know,
I'm talking about growing up back in the day, you might make a dick appointment,
so she know, like, I gotta
because it's different for us. Like, a nigga gonna sweat. If I pull my dick out, you're not gonna smell it. But if I swipe under these nuts, then you gonna smell some shit.
Stop acting like you fucking piss. And count to 10, shaking your dick till all the pee come up.
Oh. My nigga, you gotta shake.
Shake it more than 3 times.
A nigga ain't shaking off. A drip or a drop them fell in them drawers.
I'm talking about, if you piss in the rush.
This nigga real shit because when I piss in the urinal, like, this shit, and somebody next to me, I don't be wanting to shake that shit too many times.
I'm trying to say, you gotta
do that shit like,
Yeah, you gotta give it a hard shake.
So, if you don't give it that, you put your shit back, you put your joint back in your pants, a drip or two might fall down.
Yeah, but your piss don't necessarily.
Now you sweating and been wearing that middle. It's wintertime. You's a dirty. I wish I was a girl sometimes, because you a niggas like you.
Nigga, you talking about pissing in your pants and you telling me I'm a dirty nigga.
Every nigga in this room has said that happened to them before.
But I'm talking about your piss doesn't always gotta be so potent that it stink, my nigga.
Oh. Nigga, if you got a long. Even if your piss not potent like that.
And you talking about two drips. I might be able to piss in my drawers all day and it ain't stinking.
Boy, you have a long.
I'm saying,
what? Boy, what is wrong with this nigga? You have a long John's boxes.
You set yourself up for failure, nigga. You heat in the oven, your shit's gonna stink. Soon as you put the air out, your nuts stink, nigga.
Nigga, so why would you say?
I'm not saying at any time. Nigga, if I wear mad boxers and go, nigga, you whip it out, it's gonna stink. I'm saying there's a case where you can whip it out. You can be fucking a bitch, not gonna smell it. But if you wipe under these nuts, you gonna smell. There's hidden back there. You ain't gonna know that.
But hold on.
You know what I mean?
No homo. Everybody in here circumcised?
Hey, yo.
I said no homo. Because it's different to cleansing your shit.
Yeah, you gotta get
when you like
that. Yeah, but that's when you're different. Younger. Like when I was younger, it's different. When your shit.
And Lulu Ben told me how to clean my shit. Boy, you gotta pull the thing back on your thing.
Yeah, but.
That's what I'm asking.
But that's what I'm saying. But look, it's different when you're younger.
You tiny with the hoodie?
Hey, yo.
I don't know, Bobby. I don't know about Bobby. You know what I'm saying?
It don't go. It's back. It's back all the time. It's back 24/7.
You got the hoodie?
Yeah, I got the hoodie, but it's always back. Hoodie never on, ain't no hoodie mellow. Yeah, when you young, you feel more comfortable to keep the hoodie on. Because when you sit around your jeans, your hand's sensitive. You're like, don't touch it.
When I'm chilling and I'm not going in the game, my shit mellow with the hoodie on. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not no more. My shit don't ruin it no more.
It's game time. My shit is not playing,
That shit don't. The hoodie ain't. That shit ain't on no more. You can put it on. That shit ain't
said, my shit. I'm not asking. But I'm saying it's
that shit. That
but it's different. So you know like when it's all, when it's always back. When the hoodie always back, you wash it like you normally wash your shit. When you're younger and you got the hoodie up, if you dirty or whatever, then you're not dropping it back to wash it. So now that's nasty.
And it stinks.
Yeah, it stinks.
So you got caught in the stink joint a couple times.
Nah, I'm young. That's what I'm young nigga. I ain't caught to myself. Yeah, nigga, if you don't wash the shit with the hoodie, you get some little white shit around under the rim. You can swipe that shit with your finger like, this shit nasty.
Oh my God.
I can't forget that you got washed with the hoodie, man.
Oh my God.
You really not washed with the hoodie.
Oh my gosh, Bobby lying, man. He got it.
Nah, I'm dead ass. Yo, it's mad shit.
Nigga,
yo.
Nigga, you not being circumcised, nigga. When you having sex, your shit is getting pulled back, so all juices and all that is on your meat. So if your skin pulled back up on it and you didn't wipe properly, and you just, I'm out, and I'm going to chill and all that, juices and all that just on your shit. So when you pull it back,
that's different. That's with the pussy.
When you pull it back, it's gonna smell foul. And this nigga not washing his ass. No, he had a turtleneck. Being dirty. That's why I love my own Lulu. That's why I love my own Lulu. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was blessed, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? Bitches say my shit thick like a baby leg.
Yeah, yes, you know young, it's young nigga shit. But I'm talking
at the same time, she been telling me, like, listen here, this shit is stink, boy. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's stink. You see all this
extra shit? All right, hold on,
you don't clean this right here? It's going to smell
like a baby. This is the extra shit I'm talking about, nigga.
Your own shit, how big did it smell? Like...
That shit stink. Oh, shit. That shit stink. That shit stink. That shit stink. No. If you not circumcised, because my nigga, I remember, and that's when I was like, yo, I'm never letting this shit get like this again.
Okay.
I might have took a couple of showers. I wasn't getting pussy. I wasn't. The hoodie was always up. I ain't dropping it back. Yo, it's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit.
I don't know if you blessed.
It's like, a lot of shit.
If it's go time, the shit come out of the hoodie itself.
Yeah, but I'm talking about I'm in the shower, doing? Like I'm just taking a bath. I want to go outside. Too. I'm talking about young shit. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about for me, nigga. If you never miss a day, if
you
never
miss a thing too. You didn't think to, even when you was jerking your dick, you didn't think to when I gave him a shower.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the times that I took a shower and I did not drop back and wash it. I'm talking about those specific times that I did it and did not do that. You can't say there's never been a time when you ain't get in the shower, get out, you might not have washed your feet that day. You might not have washed that, you got
no,
it.
No,
it might have been a day. It might have been a day you ain't brush your teeth. You outside, your shit stinking, like everybody not perfect. We in here. I'm telling you.
Saying,
so when you didn't do that, I pulled my shit back one time. Nigga, yo, it was different shit. One time, when you got the hoodie, if you don't take care of your shit, the fucking hoodie get fucked up. That shit tighten up on your ass so you can't drop it back. That ass, I'll be scared.
You
like
drop that top?
You can't drop that shit.
You,
or
that
it, you can fuck it up. So you just gotta like kind of just stretch it a little bit till you could get that shit. So
stretch it.
Yeah, nigga, this is nigga. If you don't got the hoodie, you don't know what I'm talking about. This is. It should have been done. It should have been done. But that shit stink. It's like a nasty white shit. Like a nasty white residue. Shit. If you smell it, it really stink. It smell like fish or
y'all niggas,
shit.
Hala white sauce.
Yeah, but anybody ever had like
athlete's foot or some shit?
Some I had that shit.
Growing up, I had like a football.
My fucking foot almost fell off.
My son Vito had it the worst.
That's dead. Yeah. Stop it, bro. Why are you doing that?
That's my day Tuesday, okay, Friday. Yeah, yeah. Yo, remember his uncle?
Who?
Vita uncle.
From where?
What, like 196 at by where G, your cousin used to be over there. By where he got killed at over them two twin bitches' house.
What are you talking about?
His grandmother's house or something.
By the square. Look at the,
he had a crazy ass uncle, be like Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, it's gonna be 90 degrees.
What happened to him?
I had HQ, but my son David's feet smelled so crazy. We used to make that nigga leave his sneakers outside.
Oh my god.
If I could have made that nigga put his whole feet in the washing machine, nigga.
You gotta. You said you got the thing. How you get the thing?
I had athlete feet because a nigga. Was all, like, nigga, y'all niggas know how I was
growing up. Y'all niggas just got two. You were sharing the Patakis?
Not even a fucking
Patakis. I got that shit. My brother was wearing my
growing up, some of my sneakers was my everything sneakers. Church, niggas had to go to church.
That's how you get that shit. Somebody else dirty ass foot wearing all that shit.
But sometimes you get it from yourself, nigga, wearing the same sneakers.
Bobby got something.
Oh, you got it from the same, wearing the same
sneakers? Wearing the same sneakers in your feet, in your sneakers, and you sweating.
Yeah, like, but yeah, but that's how it starts.
You get athlete feet by not dry and dry. They say it really starts because you don't dry your feet when you get up the shower. Like dry your feet and
then moist. Moisture will cause problems in anything. Like too that shit will rot like anything, that, yeah. Mildew, anything.
They say by you not getting up.
That's
the shower,
why bitches get yeast infections.
They say when you get out the shower, you really gotta dry your feet in between your toes and all that. If not, by you putting on your socks while your feet still moist. And you're sweating,
and
and all that? That shit still between your toes and all that?
I had a brother that had it. He wore some of my shoes. I started wearing the shoes. The shit is all in the shoes. So now you got to get rid of... You got to either clean or get rid of damn near all your shoes because it's in there. Like, shit's fucked up. But I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, my feet just started itching one day between the toes. I just rubbed that shit with the sock, damn near putting a hole and just rubbed that shit. It felt mad good. Then I started looking between my toes, like, that shit turning black and shit. Yeah, but ain't gonna go to the doctor, just keep on rubbing that shit. Rubbing on that shit. Nah, nigga, I had athlete's foot. I didn't know. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, you had the Mr. D.
Yo, yeah, the black foot.
Nah, my toes.
Nah, Mr. D. Niggas like, go ahead and whack it.
Yeah, the cold shit. That nigga shit was numb to the bullshit.
Nah, my shit, the top of my feet and everything was good, just between them shits. And then one day, the fucking skin just started peeling on that motherfucker. And I still didn't even go to the doctor. I'm like, all right, it don't hurt. Then that shit started bleeding a little bit. Still didn't go to the doctor. Then one day, that shit swole the fuck up on me. I couldn't touch it. I couldn't walk. Then I went to the doctor.
Bro,
I
got the athlete's foot right now.
Yeah,
bro,
it's
that,
something.
Nah, that ain't no
athlete's
something.
Foot.
That's fucked up shit,
bro. All that shit. They just don't ever want to go to the doctor.
Athlete's foot stink?
Yeah, it stink. Yo, because you know, nah, some other nasty shit that used to happen on my foot. You could pop some shit and like some yellow.
Yeah, you had pus on your feet?
Yeah, pus on my feet.
That pus stays stink. That means the pus shit used to be like this big inside in the middle of your toe.
Damn.
Yeah.
That pus stink. You were supposed to go to the doctor, nigga. Yeah. You seen the big pus bubble when you popped it and kept rubbing your feet. You supposed to go that day, nigga.
Nah. Pop that shit, squeeze it out. I put alcohol on it. I thought I was curing it, nigga.
He thought he had the cure.
Yeah, I thought it was hot.
Gold bar.
I basically nuked the shit. Like, the shit came out all right, and then that shit didn't help, though. You gotta go to the doctor.
What they do with you? What they do?
I mean, this is not, like, I had the shit for a minute.
What they give you, like antibiotics?
They just give you some shit to rub on your foot. Yeah, they don't take no pills and shit. Yeah, go away. It's gone now. But you gotta clean your shoes and get different, like...
You got pus all over them toes.
Nah, my toes is good. I can wear sandals and shit. My shit is good.
You lying. You know you got pants socks in the truck.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, my nigga. I'm good.
So yeah, nigga, they never, ever had to tell nobody else they breath stinks and shit like that. Yeah, we never put them in
place. I think I told a nigga one time, my nigga, your fucking breath stink. I don't remember who it was, but I remember having a, like... Just you fed up. You've been holding it in for so long.
That's when you get tight. Like, this shit is fucking my nose ends up.
Nigga, they must smell like you gotta tell us what you feel like.
It was easy to tell you. Your man smell like dick. You know, we said that.
I definitely not. I heard a story about one time.
You couldn't tell your man's he stink or a bitch he stink?
I'd rather tell my man's he stink.
You know what? I said, which one you quicker to do?
I'm a quicker to tell my man's he stink.
Can't tell a bitch she's thinking.
Yeah, I don't
know. So you live in the crib with her and she just smelling like you.
Know? I'm probably not gonna be around her like that. Like, but my man's, like, I gotta make, like, we go out together.
Yeah,
like,
this
like,
bitch.
Like, I don't give a fuck about this.
I'm gonna tell you.
You gotta go out and shit. Mm-hmm. So if you stick in, they're gonna be like,
telling me.
They're gonna be like, yo, your man's like, and then I gotta be in the middle of the joke and laughing with them because I know you stink too. So I'm gonna just tell you.
You got a friend like that?
That stink? Nah, not that I could think of. You got a friend like that?
Not that I can think of.
I did. Fuck you talking about. These niggas used to call me Mr. Muskie.
Oh. This is.
Rod. Man. Because I sweated. My piss was sweating. like you said, niggas is wrestling. We tussling and shit. I wasn't stinking, boy. Don't do that. My shit was just sweating a lot.
So you was musky.
No, they were just sweating. Like,
oh, so they was just calling you musky.
Yeah, because I was sweating. My shit, come on, don't do me like that. Niggas ain't catching me like that, bro.
But
listen, take care of yourself. Wash your ass, your pits, your toes, between your toes.
Wash that
ladies, hoodie. Wash from the front to the back. Don't get no shit in the puss, because it gets stinky stink. I'm signing out. Provolone Tone on the Sky. Yeah.
Fucking
sign
out. Fuck you,
Charlamagne. Bobby Loso checking out.
Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck about it. Real niggas fuck.
fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. And I don't give a fuck who don't.
Being real's the greatest glory of life. Fake niggas never tell a story the same way twice.
Lil' real or die trying is still a victory, nigga.